consigned to the dust. Cadmus and Harmonia's daughter Agave had married Pentheus, the son of Echion, one of the five founding lords, the last five Spartoi standing, you will remember. Tiring of kingship, but, like so many heroes after him, unable to restrain the itchy feet of wanderlust, Cadmus said to Harmonia one day, "Let us travel. Let us see more of the world. Pentheus is ready to take the throne in our absence." They saw much, many towns and many cities. They went as an ordinary middle-aged couple, asking for no great welcome or banquets in their honour. Only a small party of attendants accompanied them. It was unfortunate that Harmonia included the cursed necklace in her luggage. After a great deal of travelling around Greece, they determined on a visit to the kingdom up towards the western Adriatic, south of the Balkans and facing the east coast of Italy, that had been established by their youngest boy, Illyrius, and which was called, unsurprisingly, Illyria, scene of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night and Jean-Paul Sartre's Les Mains Sales. The Dalmatai, a name ultimately deriving from an early Albanian word for sheep, were an Illyrian tribe to the northwest of the region who gave their name to the coast and the dog. Once in Illyria, Cadmus suddenly fell weary and was filled with an insupportable dread. He called up to the skies, "For the last 30 years, I have known in my heart that in killing that cursed water snake, I killed any chance of happiness for me or my wife. Ares is remorseless. He will not rest until I am as flat on the earth as a snake. If it will calm him and bring more peace to my troubled life, then let me end my life sliding through the dust. Let it be so." Being from Tyre, he probably used the word for "let it be so" most commonly used throughout the Middle East, "Amen." No sooner were those words out of his mouth than his unhappy prayer became an unhappy reality. His body began to shrink sideways and stretch lengthways, his skin to blister and form smooth scales, and his head to flatten into a diamond shape. The tongue that had shouted that dreadful wish to the heavens now flicked and darted out from between two fangs. The man who was once Cadmus, Prince of Tyre and King of Thebes, fell writhing to the ground, a common snake. Harmonia let out a great howl of despair. "Gods, have pity," she cried. "Aphrodite, if you are my mother, show love now, and let me join the one I love upon the earth. The fruits of the world are dust to me. Ares, if you are my father, show mercy. Zeus, if, as some say, you are my father, then in the name of all creation, take pity, I beg." In the end, it was none of those three who heard her prayers. It was the merciful Athena who transformed her into a snake. Harmonia glided through the dust after her serpent husband, and they coiled about each other with love. The pair lived out their days in the shadows of a temple sacred to Athena, only showing themselves when they needed to heat their blood in the noonday sun. When the end came, Zeus returned them to their human shapes in time to die. Their bodies were taken to be buried with great ceremony in Thebes, and Zeus sent two great serpents to guard their tombs for eternity. We will leave Cadmus and Harmonia to their eternal rest. They died quite unaware that their youngest daughter Semele had, in their absence, unleashed a force into the world that would change it forever.